Good evening, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper here on this Friday, March 20th, coming to you from Washington, D.C., here at republicbroadcasting.org. I had a very productive day today, still continuing the laborious process of trying to get my books and papers in some semblance of order. That happens every couple years, and it's happening right now. Amazingly productive day. Now I got to get rid of all the dust. Another story altogether. We have a lot of dust plaguing us, don't we, ladies and gentlemen? A lot of dust and germs and parasites in our society today, not just here in my apartment. All sorts of ways of getting rid of them. I won't even go into that right now. Well, best wishes to Ray Goodwin. He is not listening here tonight, but he is off singing and entertaining people with his fantastic singing voice. We ought to have Ray come on the show some night and just let Ray sing a few songs. Guy has a hell of a voice. I mean, you can probably tell that when he calls the show, the program, the forum. But you ought to hear him sing. God, ladies and gentlemen, he's good. He is good. I can't sing. I can make it sound like I'm singing. But one thing I am pretty good at, and when I'm really good at it, I'm really good at it, is doing impressions of people. And some evening here in the show, I'm gonna do a special presentation. I already gave Mark Glenn a preview of it. Won't even go into that now. Well, lots of things are in the news, ladies and gentlemen. And God knows we can't cover them all. But there is a very interesting article in the Washington Post today. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are under fire from, guess who? The Jews. Why are they under fire? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but this issue of the Armenian genocide is coming up, and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton appear to be on the side of declaring that the deaths of the Armenians 90 years ago was, in fact, genocide. This is an issue that's popping up again. And as you know, the organized Jewish groups in this country, led by the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is always yapping about genocide, they have suddenly decided that the mass deaths of Armenians at the hands of the Turks many years ago, they've said it's not genocide. Now, the thing is, I'm not taking a position on this, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to upset our Turkish friends out there, and yet neither do I want to upset our Armenian friends. I really don't know enough about the issue, and please don't bombard me, you Turks and you Armenians, with your side of the story. My interest in this is the hypocrisy on the part of the Jewish lobby. And as we know, the Jewish lobby in America opposes saying that the Turks committed genocide because of the fact that Turkey and Israel have forged an uneasy, quote-unquote, friendly relationship, unquote. Well, now the Washington Post reports today that this issue of the Armenian, quote-unquote, genocide, as they put it in the headline, is about to be tested. It's very, very interesting. It says here, Turkish officials and some historians say that the deaths resulted from forced locations and widespread fighting when the Ottoman Empire collapsed, not from a campaign of genocide, and that hundreds of thousands of Turks also died in the same region during that time. Well, guess what, folks? The same thing can be said about the so-called Jewish Holocaust. We'll talk a little bit more about that later and let you know more about the Zionist Organization of America's attack on Hillary Rodham Clinton. And no, Hillary is not Jewish, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of you want to believe that, but no, she's not. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Before we went to the break, I was talking about this interesting article in the Washington Post today by Glenn Kessler entitled Campaign Vow to Call Armenians' Deaths Genocide to be Tested. Rather awkward headline, but in any case, this article is a meandering article, but within the article it reads, says the Armenia resolution is but one example of how a candidate's narrowly tailored and effective foreign policy appeals can become problematic once he is in office. Hillary Clinton, for instance, has come under fire from some conservative Jewish groups for criticizing Israeli plans to demolish homes in East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want to make the capital of a future Palestinian state, during her recent trip to Israel. They quote Morton Klein, president of the Zionist Organization of America. Morton says she used to be very strong on a united Jerusalem, and now that's out the window. I'm beginning to wonder if she just said what she needed for the Jewish vote. Uh-oh, Hillary, watch out. They're going to start looking into your finances, the stuff they didn't look into before. Now, in regard to this matter of the genocide, the deaths of the Armenians, a quote here, Turkish officials and some historians say the deaths resulted from forced locations and widespread fighting, not from a campaign of genocide. And that hundreds of thousands of Turks also died in a region during that time. Well, as I said, folks, the same thing can be said about what we know of as the Jewish Holocaust. Yes, many Jewish people died in World War II who would not have died had there not been a World War II. That's the first point we must remember. Many of the people who did die as a consequence, for a variety of reasons, of the fact that they were evacuated from German-occupied territory during World War II. That's what occupying forces do when there are enemy forces within their realm. As we know, those of us who've cared to study the issue, the leaders of the Jewish community had loudly advocated support for Britain and the United States and the Soviet Union against Germany. And in fact, there were thousands of Jewish people throughout Europe who were acting as partisans against the Germans, fighting against them, civilians fighting against the Germans. And yes, in fact, many of those people were shot and hung by the Germans as partisans, along with a lot of non-Jewish folks. And it also might be added that as a consequence of those evacuations to the east, there were many people, Jewish people and others, who suffered from typhus and starvation and other disease as a consequence of overcrowding, a breakdown of supply lines to the work camps such as Auschwitz, etc. Yes, these were great tragedies, and they wouldn't have happened had it not been for the fact that the Germans, for national security reasons and for the defense of their own troops, were forced to evacuate these people and relocate them. That's the basic story of what we know of as the Holocaust, ladies and gentlemen, put quite simply. And, of course, there were many, many Germans starving in Europe and other millions of people starving in Europe and suffering from typhus. Yes, there were, folks. And, you know, Germar Rudolph, the imprisoned German scientist who's in jail in Germany today for, quote-unquote, denying the Holocaust, facing several years remaining on a 5 to 6 year prison sentence, in his book, which he edited, Dissecting the Holocaust, a massive volume, very detailed volume, interesting volume. I do believe it's available from the Barnes Review. Check out the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com. That's BARNESREVIEW, barnesreview.com. Germar points out that there were literally millions of Germans. There were 1.4 million Germans who were never returned from Allied imprisonment. They were, in fact, turned over to the Soviets. And, in fact, there were others who were held by the Americans, the Canadians, and French, some 1 million German civilian internees died. And then there were the 1.4 million who were in Allied imprisonment. And then there were many, many others who were suffering after the war. Germar points out, essentially, when all is said and done, ladies and gentlemen, there were almost, get this, 6 million. You ever heard that figure before? 6 million Germans who died as a consequence of Allied policies. 2.1 million victims from the expulsion from the German Eastern Territories. More than 500,000 German victims of Allied bombings, which violated international law, civilian cities, defenseless civilian cities. 1.4 million victims in starvation camps. Hundreds of thousands of others. Yeah, it happens. War is hell, ladies and gentlemen. It's a damn shame World War II happened. The United States should have never gotten in World War II. Just like we shouldn't have gotten in, well, let's say it, we shouldn't have gotten in Vietnam. I don't think we should have gotten in Vietnam. That's not a slap at the Vietnam veterans by any means. I don't think we should have gotten in World War I either, and we certainly shouldn't have gotten in Iraq. We shouldn't be in Afghanistan. How many more people have to die, ladies and gentlemen, in these needless wars? These wars that the late Arnold Spencer Leese called Jewish Wars of Survival. That's what they are, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry, I know a lot of you out there want to think they're wars for Bohemian Grove or for the Teutonic Death Cult. Or no, they're not. They're not. Speaking of wars, very interesting articles in the Washington Times and the Washington Post. The Israelis are admitting to the fact that civilians, Christian and Muslim men, women, and children, elderly people, who were not even perceived as threats, were murdered outright by the Israeli military during the Gaza invasion, the invasion of the Gaza ghetto. A squad of machine gunners, Jews, ladies and gentlemen, people who may be children of quote-unquote Holocaust survivors, or perhaps even quote-unquote Holocaust survivors themselves, however unlikely that is. But needless to say, they gunned down an elderly woman from long distance. A squad of machine gunners, ladies and gentlemen, this is the work of God's chosen people. The people who have the nicest little democracy in the Middle East, if not in the entire world. Yeah, that's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. So what's happening is the Israelis apparently are going to own up to a few crimes to cover up the big, broad nature of their crimes. And the Pope. The Pope, you know what, folks? You know, I said it was going to happen. The Pope got down on his knees and begged international Jewry for forgiveness for having brought Bishop Williamson and the other members of the Society of St. Pius X back into the Roman Catholic Church. Now they're jumping all over the Pope because he criticized the use of condoms in anti-AIDS programs. And now this is interesting how the Washington Times headlines it. Pope faces media backlash. Condom remarks spurs papal bashing. Well, the papal bashing may be coming from people who don't like the particular statements that he made vis-a-vis the use of condoms, and I'm not going to get into that issue for a variety of reasons, because it's really not an issue to be talked about, I don't think, on the air, but anyway. But isn't it interesting that the media is waging the backlash against the Pope? Now, I cut this article out of the Washington Times, and I have it earmarked to send to a nice Sicilian-American woman I know. I've known her for years. She used to really preach that it's always puzzled me, she being a Roman Catholic, but she got on her high horses with me on several occasions and said how wonderful the Jews were, and they were God's chosen people, and blah, 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 blah. Well, I'm sending her this note, and I've circled the word media, where it says Pope faces media backlash, and my note to her says, the Jews control the media. The Pope is their target. Even though the Pope tried to assuage the Jews, they are never satisfied. And I added the additional footnote, Piper was right. it's not going to change your mind. I mean, she knows I'm right, just like my friend, the big shot lawyer of the same mindset in a certain way. He knows I'm right. He knows I'm right, but, you know, this thing called political correctness drives people so much. Oh, God. Well, folks, last night after I did this broadcast, I have to confess something, ladies and gentlemen. I have indirectly made a contribution to the Simon Wiesenthal Center. No, folks, I didn't write out a check to the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Although I know already right now someone out there is frantically sending an email to somebody saying, Piper admitted on his program that he gave money to the Simon Wiesenthal Center. I know there's somebody out there. That's all they heard, and now they're writing that. Well, I'm going to tell you more about my relationship with the Simon Wiesenthal Center, quote-unquote relationship, when we come back. Then you'll understand precisely what I mean when I say I made an indirect contribution to the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
How many of you think outside the box? Most consumers don't think outside the box. It is what it is. Life Change Tea goes against the flow. Against the flow of soda, against the flow of caffeine, against the flow of sugar, against the flow of unhealthy. Life Change Tea comes out of the box to get you healthy. And if you don't take the tea out of the box, it can't help you. So what are you waiting for? Get out of the box. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the out-of-the-box approach.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, yes, this is Mike Piper coming back to you at republicbroadcasting.org. During the break, I was thinking about Ray Goodwin down there in Texas, probably singing his heart out right now. I was thinking about the last three times that I sang in public. The last time that I can think of was at the Populist Party National Convention in Nashville in 1984. I'd had about 20 doubles of Jack Daniels, and I sang the old 1930s tune Goody Goody, which was popularized by Hebrew bandmaster Benny Goodman. I always liked that song. Now, before that, about a year before that, after having had about 20 double screwdrivers, I was at a wedding in New Orleans. I sang at a wedding, not as an official part of the wedding. It was at the reception. And I sang the anniversary song, which was popularized by Yiddish song and dance man Al Jolson. And prior to that, the third to last time I sang publicly was in the parking lot of the Bally High nightclub in New Orleans. After a school dance, and I was on the back of a pickup truck leading a motorcade across the parking lot, and I was belting out God Bless America, which was popularized by Yiddish songmeister Irving Berlin. So my last three public appearances were promoting Jewish music. Ladies and gentlemen, I guess that finally proves that I'm not an anti-Semite. And incidentally, at the time I was singing God Bless America, accompanied by about 20 or 30 friends, I was the lead singer, of course. I had probably had, I guess, probably about maybe 20 doubles of Jack Daniels. Can't do that these days, folks. Anyway, speaking of Jewish entertainment, I did have some Jewish entertainment last night. I picked up a set of DVDs from the Simon Wiesenthal collection. They have a film division at the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Los Angeles. It's called the Moriah Films Center. I call it the Boo-Hoo-Hoo Films from the Simon Wiesenthal Center. And I watched one of them last night called Genocide, narrated by one of my favorite actors, Orson Welles, and one of my favorite actresses, one of the most beautiful women ever to grace the silver screen, Elizabeth Taylor. And I want to tell you something. This film is a real hoot for anyone. It really is. For anyone who knows the truth. The general truths, even, about what really did happen during World War II. It's very interesting to hear Orson Welles growling and talking about the Nazis. And Elizabeth Taylor, they throw her voice in when they want to read quotations, very sad quotations about all these grotesque stories that are sadomasochistic in nature, many of them. A lot of sexual twists to them, the ones that they included in this film. These accounts of massacres and things. And, you know, it's funny about Elizabeth Taylor. I think she's a great actress. One of my favorite films is Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Great writing, great acting by everybody concerned. Just a fantastic film, quite a dark film. But in any case, she justly won an Academy Award for that. And she's a great actress. Been a lot of schlocky films over the years. Good Yiddish term there. But in any case, when Elizabeth, I'll get cozy with that beautiful woman and call her Elizabeth, when Elizabeth is reading these excerpts from these Jewish writhings, I'm not going to call them writings, these Jewish writhings, she starts to squeak and she just really goes overboard. And I got the impression that she was like really pushing the envelope, that she felt that this was the thing she had to do. Now, of course, for those who like this kind of stuff put out by Boo Hoo Hoo Films at the Simon Wiesenthal Center, they said, you know, that this is just really great stuff, you know, great schmaltz, another good Yiddish term. But really, it didn't sound to me like Elizabeth was really as sincere as she wanted to be. She was going overboard. And, you know, at the same time, almost got the same feeling from Orson Welles. I should take detailed notes on the film and talk about it at some length, but the most memorable part of it was the famous myth that Adolf Hitler stormed out of the Olympics because Jesse Owens won the gold medal. Well, of course, we talked about this on the show the other night. That's an absolute total lie. Total lie in this Academy Award-winning documentary from Boo Hoo Hoo Films. You know, No, Jesse Owens himself, as I've said, you've heard it before, you're going to hear it again, Jesse Owens himself said that Hitler stood up, the most evil man in the world, Adolf Hitler, stood up and waved to Jesse Owens, and Jesse Owens waved back, and Jesse Owens was thrilled that Adolf Hitler recognized him. But history has been rewritten in Boo Hoo Hoo Films' production of Genocide. Really, I hated to spend the money to knowing that some of the money was ultimately going to go to the Simon Wiesenthal Boo Hoo Hoo Center, but to know what these people are up to, you have to look at their schlock. There's another word to describe it, this schlock, but I don't want to use it on the air. We'll leave that kind of talk to Eric Hufschmidt. All right, we're going to the phones after the break here, ladies and gentlemen. And just for the record, boo hoo hoo.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, during the break, I was just thinking, you know, one day when I have the time, and I probably won't have the time, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write a song about Abe Foxman of the Anti-Defamation League. And it's going to be set to the famous Broadway hit song Mame by Jewish tunesmith Jerry Herman. Except it's not going to be called MAME, it's going to be called Defame. But in any case, that'll be a lot of fun. But I'm going to make a vow here and now, the next time I sing publicly, it will be at Mark Glenn's cozy little ranch up there in the hillside in Idaho. While we're burning a pile of Talmuds, we're going to sing Hava Nagila, and we'll get all the kids singing and dancing around, and it'll be a lot of fun. And hopefully Ray Goodwin will be there. All right, let's go to the phones. Steve in Chicago.
Hello?
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Michael, I heard that Ohio Patsy last night. When he was talking about this Russ Dizdar thing. I debated Russ Dizdar on Von Kleist's show. Dizdar, first of all, that's a Hebrew name. He converted to Buddhism, and then to Christianity. And this guy cites him as a source. Russ Dizdar was saying, he was saying that he works as a police psychologist, deprogramming these Delta program people, and that what he found out is that the most despicable criminals committing the most heinous crimes were fluent in German. MS-13. You see, they learned that from Eichmann, or maybe... That was 50 years ago. They learned it from Dr. Mengele, see?
Oh, God. I didn't know this, Steve. I'm glad you brought this to my attention. Is that funny?
I mean, that's, well, it's sickening in a way.
Yeah, it is. Because, you're right.
Because, you know what, the very thing, that, and I bet you this Pentecostal is of English ancestry. You go to Alex Jones's site, and guess what? He's got this headline, "Humans Not Causing Climate Change. Look at Hitler." And his source, you see, he's not a patsy for MI6, but his source is an opposition MP. Now, that's not military policeman, of course.
Uh-huh.
That's a member of parliament. And he points out that, you know, Hitler is an example how scientists can be wrong. And he has a PhD in ceramics, Dr. Jensen. Well, you know, when I was in fourth grade, I made an ashtray to him in a kiln.
Steve, this almost sounds like. I was going to say I know you, Steve. I don't know you, but I know you're telling me the truth. And I know you're giving it to me straight, but you know what this sounds like, what you're telling me you've heard from these people? It almost sounds like a Patriot Radio version of The Onion. That satire newspaper. I mean, this kind of stuff is bordering. I mean, it's, first of all, it's flat out lunacy. We're talking flat out lunacy, number one. Number two, we're talking flat out propaganda. But it is so over the top. It is so pushing the envelope. It's so beyond the pale. The metaphors continue. It is so bad that, it, number one, it's becoming a caricature of itself, but number two, as I say, bringing it full circle, it almost sounds like someone is trying to throw some flat-out satire on us and see how far we will go in believing it.
Yeah, and one last...
But it's disgusting, as you say. Ultimately, yeah. It's disgusting because, as I've said this a million times in this show, I said it in two different conversations with people today. There's just so much crap out there. You know, it almost makes me want to write a book entitled "No, the Jews Didn't Sink the Titanic." You know what I mean? This is, or "No, the Vatican Didn't Sink the Titanic." You know what I mean? This is
absurdity. it's absurd. I'll let you go, Michael, with the thought that maybe this patsy, he didn't set his clock forward when the time changed to the daylight savings time, and he should have been on the program prior to yours. Thank you.
All right, Steve. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad Steve brought all that to my attention. You know, I don't have the time to monitor as much on quote-unquote Patriot Radio as I would like on these other networks. I certainly try to listen to a variety of broadcasts here in RBN, you know, and I hear a lot of things I agree with, hear a lot of things I disagree with, you know, and no one host on RBN can be held responsible for what other hosts say. And John Statmiller and Sandra can't be held responsible for everything that the hosts say, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You get the picture. But more and more people bring things to my attention, such as what Steve has done, that I just say, my God, where are we going? I mean, oh, okay, we have another caller, but in the meantime, if you want to call in, the number here is 800-313-9443. Okay, we have DJ in Illinois. DJ, come on up.
It's not the right name. He didn't hear it, but it is Illinois. Do you remember Hans Schmidt?
Yes, indeed, I do.
Would anybody know where he is? Is he still around?
I
admire him a lot.
I tell you what, I am told that Hans died.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, he had been in failing health, and let me put it this way. I was going to say, I hope I'm right about that. I don't mean that the way it sounds, but I am fairly certain that I heard probably within the last year that Hans had died.
Okay.
Because I remember thinking that it didn't surprise me because he had been in failing health. Now, I hope let's put it this way. If Hans hasn't died, I hope he's in very good health, but I'm pretty sure he did die.
Well, he did his utmost.
Yeah, he was a good man. It was an honor to have met him and known him.
Mm-hmm. Right, honorable man. I have another question, and then I have a story, a true story. And I don't actually like the name of a story when it's a experience, I mean a life experience, what somebody else passes on. There must be some veterans left from the Second World War which were over there, and what their experience was to be truthful, you know, to call in. Because pretty soon they're not going to be with us anymore, and we have to hear their story, what it is. There is the name story again. When I go together with my relatives or anybody who was in that era, I ask them, and I have heard this from two or three, when the Donauschwaben, you know, those are the, you know, people which were pushed away, you know, from the Russians, when after being there for generations and generations, they had probably, they were told, you have 2 or 3 hours. Get what you can get. We meet at a certain field. Could be, you know, a sports place or something, a bigger mm-hmm. area. And so they grabbed what they could have, and most of the times it was put in a sack or something. And so when they got there, each thing was inspected, what they had. And, of course, most of them probably took money or rings or something, what mm-hmm. they had. They had to open it where all the valuable things were taken from them. All the valuable things were taken from them. And then they had to march. Days, weeks, you know, to get into Germany. If somebody couldn't make it, they were left behind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could not. You probably have heard the story.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we had we had some stuff about this, I believe, in the Barnes Review. And I'm yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the things that happened to so many German people, even before World War II.
Yeah.
Are just totally unknown. Totally unknown.
Yeah. And one girl's cousin, she said, we had a baby and they didn't look in the wagon. And the only thing what we didn't know, we should have put something more under her, you know, that we could have survived. And
mm-hmm.
so the people coming into Germany had a hard time too. Because you know what? It was not only the German people who came in, you know, and I mean, we were starving, and I was over there, and I was going to school barefoot. And afterwards, if you had a pair of shoes, you put wood on the bottom, you know, because leather was wearing out too much.
Mm-hmm,
I have
mm-hmm.
pictures being, you know, going barefoot, and I thought nothing of it, actually. Right now, I would think, you know, if I go out in the grass, it's healthy. So if there is any veterans out there, and they would tell a true story, because I know what Hans Schmidt wrote, and I know, you know, that the German people, most honest people.
You know, I'll tell you something. It's very, very interesting. It's ironic that you mention this about American veterans. My friend Mark Lane, who's the anti-Zionist Jewish lawyer who represented the spotlight for many years, in the introduction to my book, Best Witness, he points out that when he was a young soldier in the American Army in World War II, he was one of thousands of young soldiers who were led through Dachau and shown what he was told was the gas chamber. But, of course, Mark, as an honest person who happens to be Jewish, he knows now that there have been many, many sources that have admitted that quote-unquote gas chamber at Dachau just wasn't for real. And, you know, there's one veteran I can tell you who can face up to the facts. And, you know, there are many, many others out there. You know, this is what's interesting. Even my boss, Willis Cardo, he was an American veteran of World War II. And I tell you something, I would say that of the Americans that I know who are the most vehement critics of all these legends, they more often than not tend to be American veterans, because these were the guys who went through the era, and they understand really now what it was all about. And of course, they were young at the time. You know, some of these guys anywhere between 18, some of them as young as probably 17 or 18, you know, shipped off clear across the world to fight this needless war against their kinsmen on behalf of people who had no interest of America or Germany or Britain or even Russia, for that matter, at heart. So I think the good side of the story is that there are a lot of veterans out there who do know better.
Well, I hope they would call up. I want to end with this, because for a minute I had lost my thought. Ukraine's, all the people from the east side of Germany actually were streaming in and away from the Russians.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Okay, thanks for your call. Appreciate that. Very nice lady there calling from Illinois. Okay, folks, you know what? I don't seem to have any other callers lined up here. Sometimes when I have callers lined up, I'm doing all the jabbering. So if you have something to say, this is your opportunity to say it. We have about four more minutes before the break. And then, of course, we have the break coming up, and then we'll have a few minutes after that. So if you want to call in, call in. I will tell you, very interesting article in the Washington Post today, again, talking about the new Israeli coalition government that is coming into place. Interesting headline from the Washington Post Foreign Service. It says, Israeli coalition appears fated to clash with U.S. That's right, folks. The United States and Israel may well be facing a clash. This is going to be a very interesting test for Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. You know, I ran into a friend of mine today who's a big supporter of Hillary and Barack, and he asked me what I thought of what was going on generally, and I said, well, I said on foreign policy, I said, I'm beginning to think that my initial reaction to the selection of Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State may well be proving correct. I think that Barack Obama took this tough woman as his body armor. Both of these politicians, Hillary and Barack, have spent years serving the interests of the organized Jewish groups in America, and yet at the same time, both of them have forged ties with elements which have been somewhat in opposition to the organized Jewish community. And now the fact is, whether you like it or not, Hillary and Barack are up there, and they have a certain credibility within a certain group of people, that is their supporters, and it's going to be tough for a lot of people to break away from them. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. All right, well, we do have a caller, and I'm going to go ahead and bring him up. We'll hold him over after the break if necessary. We have Dave in Illinois. Dave, come on up.
Yeah, hi there, Mike.
Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Well, I guess I'd just like to expound a little bit on what the, apparently she was a German lady, on what took place in World War II, and actually General Patton, at the end of the war, said he felt that the Germans were the only decent people left in Europe.
That's right.
The only honorable people left in Europe. And after he got to know some SS officers, I mean, this is all in his diary, and he even said we fought the wrong people.
Yeah, and this is a guy, don't forget that Patton himself had some pretty nasty words for the Germans prior to and during the war. But after he fought the war and had the experiences, as you point out, he had a very big, and you know, and this is a brave guy who was honest enough with himself to be able to reach these conclusions that he did.
Yes.
After the fact.
Yeah, after, unfortunately, and of course, you know, it sounds conspiratorial, but, you know, then of course he mysteriously dies in a car crash. And, you know, the rumor has it that he was going to come back to the United States and he was going to blow the lid off the propaganda war.
Oh, I would have to think, you know, from what I know about Patton, and I don't pretend to know a lot about him, but I would have to think that that's exactly what would have happened.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, when we talk about atrocities and who suffered the most, the Jews seem to forget that 44 million Gentiles died against their 6 million. And what happened, what befell the German people after the war was probably the darkest chapter in our history as a country.
Yeah, I mean, put that on the scales, 44 million versus 6 million. And, it, you know, my math is not very good, but I tell you, 44 is a lot bigger than 6.
And some of these people were burned alive in Hamburg and Dresden, but apparently that doesn't count for anything because they weren't Jews.
Dave, if you want to hang on for the break, please do.
Sure. Okay.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the break. We will be back in a moment. Remember those RBN business cards, ladies and gentlemen, $8 per 100. Get them from RBN. Promote the hell out of this network, folks. Get this audience bigger and better than ever. And we do have a great audience out there, folks.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have Dave from Illinois aboard with us here. You know, Dave, it's kind of interesting. You know, every time we hear about the quote-unquote Jewish Holocaust, we're always told, well, oh, it was unique. They were killed because they were Jews. Well, all of those Germans that were bombed by Britain in those defenseless civilian cities, they were killed because they were Germans.
Mm-hmm.
And all those Germans that were deported, back, they were sent to the control of the Soviet hands by the Allies after World War II. It was done because they were Germans. I mean, the whole thing, the whole scenario, goes on and on. But, you know, how many Americans have any idea about that whatsoever?
Oh, they don't. And, you know, the sad thing is we're some of the most ignorant people in the world, especially when it comes to World War II. I mean, everybody just seems to regurgitate the war propaganda from that era. And, you know, who started the conflict, which, you know, brings me to another point. There's a book out by Viktor Suvorov, a new one, called Chief Culprit, which I think, you know, expands upon his earlier works about how Stalin was really the orchestrator behind
World War II.
Hitler invaded
Russia to prevent Russia or the Soviet Union from moving into Western Europe, Eastern and Western Europe, exactly.
Yeah, and if you look at the evidence, it was really a preemptive attack. I mean, Germany was mostly horse-drawn when they launched their war in 1941. They were outnumbered. I mean, in some cases, 10-1 in men and 5-1 in tanks and airplanes. So why did they do it? Well, they did it because there's no buffer zone, really, between Germany and Russia. But, you know, we're always But, of course, we're told he launched his war out of hatred of the Russian people, and he wanted to take over the entire world. I mean, you have to be an absolute fool to believe some of that stuff.
You know, the whole, you know, even the story, you know, there's an old story about how Hitler, the Roosevelt administration released a map of South America that Hitler was supposedly had all these designs and conquering all these countries in South America. And, of course, now everybody knows that's just a lie. It was war propaganda. And yet, unfortunately, we have these Patriot radio show hosts spouting off this old-time war propaganda and using fallacious legends to prop up what I hate to call it, but they're crazy conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm the biggest advocate of conspiracy theories you can find if you read my critics correctly. But, I mean, this is what we have, you know, some of these patriots on some of these other networks are just spouting off some really crazy stuff.
Well, right. You know, and then the other thing they do is, you know, for example, Barack Obama or whoever the president is, if they do something outlandish or unconstitutional, they say, oh, they're Nazis. Well, in most cases, what these guys are doing, it's more akin to, you know, what Stalin did or what communists did.
No, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. That's correct. It's almost a modern-day version of old Soviet propaganda.
Yeah.
That's right. Isn't that amazing? And these are I have no doubt about the patriotic intent of some of these broadcasters, but if they're not telling us the truth or if they're relying on propaganda, then they are misleading people, and that's a mistake.
It is.
Dave, thanks for the good call. Apologies
to
Charlene and Diane, who I couldn't bring up tonight. Diane is of Armenian descent. I hope she will call in Monday night or some other night next week. Want to hear what she has to say. Very interested in what Diane had to say. And we will be joined by Van Lohman as a guest one night next week. You've enjoyed him here in this program before. Van will be coming back. Van Lohman of Cincinnati, Ohio. All right, folks, have a very good weekend and keep your internet tuned in to RBN all through the weekend till we get back together on Monday night. With recent